Big sporting weekend in Kerry, and we'll be talking about the junior, intermediate and senior football championship final results a little bit later on in the programme. But right now, we're going to start with what was a miracle in Mount Hawk Park on Friday night. I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge, I watched, I let it burn. I threw your shit to a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into the bridge, I don't care, I love it.
Thing over on this right-hand side at the moment, Daniel Akute's highlights are shining. Now it's after getting inside. Here's Brazzi. Brazzi with the shot. What a fabulous goal for Kerry FC.
What a
and
finish.
Is that man again? Cian Brosnan. A brilliant finish with the right foot into the left corner of the net. Past the goalkeeper. Kerry, Robbie Cleary goes into the net to bring the ball back out. I wonder. Then Kerry FC have it over on this right-hand side. Akute has it. He goes inside. Ball crossed into the box. Chance here for Kerry FC. Joe Adams has it. He's under a bit of pressure. He's going to have to pass it back out to Ronan Tehan. Tehan goes in just on the left hand side, edge of the area, the ball goes in again. Chance for Akute now. Can he get a shot away? He's been blocked. Oh, the ball is past the post. It's a goal for Kerry FC. It's a goal for Kerry. Who got it? Was it Brazzi? It was Cian Brosnan. Brazzi has scored it for Kerry FC. He does a little dance away. We are in dreamland in Mount Hawk Park. The crowd have gone bananas across the way from us here.
This is epic.
What a result we are seeing before our eyes here. What a comeback. Cian Brosnan is kissing the sky because we know there is somebody up there who's looking down at him this evening as we get emotional thinking about that. Kerry FC have done a Liverpool. They've come from 3-0 down. And we have got 2.5 minutes of injury time to go at Mount Hawk Park.
John, Ramona, are you all right there?
I'm hanging in there, girl. I'm hanging in there.
We've been here before, John. We've done it to the dying minutes.
But the last time it was scoreless coming to this mark. Kerry FC, now they need to keep their concentration because Sligo Rovers, they are a stoppage time. There'll be a little bit extra, maybe 2 minutes, because there have been a few stoppages here for cramp and a couple of injuries. Now Akute has it. Maybe we can win this in ordinary time. Oh, lovely ball. McGrath. He's a shot. He's got through. He's not. Now Akute. It's a goal. It's a goal for Kerry FC. Daniel Akute has scored for Kerry FC. Shawnee McGrath was causing all sorts of trouble. He couldn't get the shot away. Eventually, Akute got his foot on it and has buried the ball. There is pandemonium in the stand. The fans are gone wild. Daniel Akute and all the Kerry FC subs have run down the touchline, down towards just under where it says the John O'Regan stand. Kerry FC have come from 3-0 down to lead 4-3. We've 3 minutes of injury of time to go in the second period of extra time here at Mount Hawk Park. Is this...
This is magical. This is
bonkers.
One of those moments that you're like, is this really happening?
This is unbelievable. Will somebody give some tension to Ivan Hurley over there? Because he's gone bananas. We've all gone bananas. This is unreal. Now, the referee's gone over. I don't know, is he had to show a yellow card to somebody for over-celebrating? I don't know, but anyway.
I've just been told there, John, Daniel Akute has been involved in the four goals. What a game changer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For a guy that we haven't seen in 4 weeks, it is phenomenal.
Yeah, what a performance in Mount Hawk Park on Friday night, live on Radio Kerry. John Drummy there and Ramona Keogh on commentary duty for Radio Kerry Sport, bringing you every goal. And there were 7 goals. 3 of them scored in the first 61 minutes by Sligo. It looked done and dusted. About 20 minutes to go, all over, 3-0, the dream is dead. And all of a sudden, Joe Adams gets a penalty and 2 goals on 65 minutes and 90 minutes by Cian Brosnan, and the winner by Daniel Akute in 117 minutes after 117 minutes of play in extra time means that Kerry FC are in the FAI Cup final, or semi-final, I should say. I won't get ahead of myself on that one. Ivan Hurley is, of course, at Radio Kerry Sport and media officer for Kerry FC. He has recovered from his antics of Friday night. He's with me studio here in Killarney. Ivan, what a game. You must have thought, like everybody else in Mount Hawk Park, everyone listening, everyone watching on streaming and everything else like that, this is all over. Sligo are just too good. And then it all turned around.
Yeah. absolutely dry. I just have a voice got back after Friday. Yeah, look, I suppose the signs were ominous. They were tuning up inside, I think, 18 or 19 minutes. And just, I felt like one of those nights. There was obviously so much, such a build up and so much hype around it that, you know, you're just kind of hoping that Kerry might have even just maybe sneaky goal or whatever it was, but just kind of a reward everyone who came out, because Montauk Park was packed to the rafters. And again, like the support we gotten from around the county. So just wanted something to give back. But my God, was I wrong? Was everybody else wrong as well? What a night, Jerry. Like, I mean, you know, you talk about comebacks in sport, and it was right up there for me anyway with anything I've ever seen. It was pandemonium in the stands everywhere when the fourth goal went in. And yes, to book the place in the semi-final, obviously the first time ever in a quarter-final in the club's history, was the furthest we'd gone in the competition, never beaten a Premier Division team in any competition, once a Senior Cup, FAI Cup, anything. So you know, it's so much around it now, as you mentioned, after Tata is the reward for it. So yeah, still on cloud nine.
Is it possible to say, or look, it doesn't matter at this stage, but what would have happened if it was a home draw?
God only knows. We had to fit them in somewhere. Look, obviously, there's so much around it, Jerry. I mean, you're talking,
it's a live televised game in RTE, so yeah, there's implications for that in terms of the media coverage, the cameras, the scaffolding, the gantries. Would you have had to look to perhaps maybe Austin Stack Park?
Yeah, I suppose it wasn't talked about. I suppose everyone was looking at the quarterfinal first and getting through there. And then obviously the rumour mill over the weekend started flying after getting through. But obviously the Lord above has decided we're going to be away from home.
Even that in itself is amazing. A trip to Tala to face the 25-time cup winners.
Yeah, it is. And like, look where Shamrock Rovers are, Jerry. I mean, look, they're into the Conference League group stages along with Shelburne. They knocked out Santa Clara, who drew with Benfica at the weekend. So that's the level of team you're playing in Shamrock Rovers. But look, it's exciting. Obviously, Kerry man Gary O'Neill playing for Shamrock Rovers as well. We've had a man there, Cian Barrett. He was on loan, Graham Barrett's son, with us for the first two seasons. He was down playing with Kerry on loan from Shamrock Rovers. So there's lovely little stories. Obviously, Billy Dennehy, our CEO, had played with Rovers in Europe and everything else. So look, there's great excitement around it. I think the fans deserve a trip to Tala. And I know, look, again, everyone wanted it at home, and that's fair enough, and it would have been a great occasion. But at the end of the day, we get to go to the best stadium in the League of Ireland to play the best team. And look, when you look at the cup and everything like that and little runs you go on, it's something you deserve. And I think after coming back like that, we do deserve a chance to go up to Tala, experience all that. And look, Longford played Shamrock Rovers and gave them a good fright in their own previous up in Tala as well, so why can't we do it? I think Shamrock Rovers are playing over in Prague. They're playing Sparta Prague, one of the biggest games for them in the Conference League on the Thursday night. We'll be going up there on the Sunday. So look, at who knows, after the last night, we do believe in miracles. So look, we go up and give it a wrap and see what happens.
Finally, Ivan, listen, it's there's a lot more to talk, and we'll be talking a lot in Terrace Talk about it tonight. You know, how much, and you've all put a huge amount of work into this project, but how much has Colin Healy's influence on this team come through in that performance on Friday night?
Look, it's massive. He gives you that sort of belief that you can go on and win it, as is everyone, to be fair, who's come through the door in the club. But you know, you look at Colin and his experience with Ireland, and you know, with the likes of Celtic and everything else, and in Cork, and look, he comes with that kind of wealth of knowledge and experience. And you know, I'd imagine whatever he said in the dressing room at half time probably worked, even though he went 3-0 down after coming back out for the second half. But no, look, he's been an absolute I suppose ray of light into the club since he came in May, and we've seen the results kind of go on an upward trajectory. And look, again, this season was always kind of bonus territory. He's playing with probably players that he didn't sign, obviously, enough, and he brought in a couple in the summer, but he'll have his own full squad next year as well. So exciting times to come. But look, one step at a time. We're looking forward to Shamrock Rovers, and look, no better man to lead us, I think, than Colin Healy.
Yeah, you're the good news story of Irish football at the moment. There's a lot of bad news stories in terms of the FAI, in terms of the Irish national team, but long may Kerry FC's run continue. Ivan, thanks for talking to us. More to come, I know, this evening at Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry. So stay tuned for that. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme.